Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
An interesting end of the year edition. The Citizen of the Year is making news today.
Yes, sir. We always put together a pretty good package at year's end. We have what we call our Otsego County Yearbook, which is a section with one photo from each week of the year. And I was interested to see how many of the stories, you know, you and I have talked about over the past year. But we also select a Citizen of the Year. And this year, our choice is Margaret Drugovich, who's the president of Hartwick College. And, you know, many of us remember Hartwick College from the 1970s when it was a real go-go soccer school and won the national championship, and Oneonta went nuts. But after that period, Hartwick hit some hard times and was in a very precarious position in 2002, 2003, when a fellow named Dick Miller, who had been the SUNY system controller, was brought in to fix up the finances. And Dick, he stabilized the college and later became Oneonta mayor. And he was succeeded by Margaret in 2008, who has just been enthusiastic, energetic, creative, and when she's had to be, tough. So, you know, after 8 years, she's really taken the college to the next level, and a lot of exciting things are in the works. She was just given another 8-year contract by the Board of Trustees, who are very enthusiastic about, you know, what she's accomplished. But let me just give you a quick tick list of some of the things that are going on now. $30 million in renovations are underway in all the administrative buildings and the residences, and a $7 million new housing complex is underway. The college just finished up a $32 million fundraising campaign. They have surpassed it by $2.7 million. And a lot of that money is being used for tuition relief, which will really strengthen the college's base. This year, 4 new majors were put in place, and the idea is that they're majors that are in demand, criminal justice, actuarial, math, and things of that sort, with the idea that this will also strengthen the liberal arts mission of the college. First master's is in place in an area called a biomedical translation, and the goal of that particular field is to take promising scientific breakthroughs and turn them into sort of medical treatment realities. There was an enrollment drop last year, and Margaret went after it. And in the class of 2020, for the freshman this year, the enrollment was up 25%. She's also, you know, personally a national leader. She was named this year to the NCAA Division III President's Council. She also is very active in the Council of Independent Colleges. And so it's really just one thing after another. She's enthusiastic. She's energetic. She's caring, but she's also tough when she has to be. After the housing crash of 2008 and before the stock market crash of the following year, she got ahead of the game, made some very tough layoffs that had to be made in order to help the college weather the storm. And the final thing, which is something that we've talked about a lot this year, David, is the Center for Craft Food and Beverage, which is a lab that, under Margaret's leadership, Hartwick has developed, which is providing all the quality control testing for all of the breweries that are popping up around here and are really making the whole Finger Lakes of Beer concept, which we've talked about a couple times this year, you know, more and more of a reality. And so, you know, Hartwick College, you know, is sort of, we think of Oneonta and we think of SUNY Oneonta, but Hartwick College is one of these superb small liberal arts schools that, you know, we have, you know, around the country, Colgate, Hamilton, of that particular caliber, and it's really on the make. And I would say, you know, seniors looking for, you know, a liberal arts experience, something different, something intimate, would be wise to give Hartwick a second look, particularly under Margaret's leadership. I think we can feel pretty good about where Hartwick College is going.
Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story or others. Jim, I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Yes, sir. Yes, Happy New Year to you, David.
Happy New Year.